Hi, it's me, Anya, and welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast.
Welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast. Had to take a little break to give y'all a new season. This is season 23. This season, I am focusing on this idea of what I would do, how I would think, what I would say if I had a son. If I was raising a son, these are the things I would think about, these are the things I would do, and these are the things I would say to him in order to make sure he grows up to be a decent human being, aware, and, you know, independent and prepared and all of the great things. And I think there are a lot of great moms out here doing their best with their sons, despite the father not being involved, despite the father not being there, despite them not being in relationships with a man to show them a male example of what to do and what not to do. I think y'all are doing a great job. But there are some moms who are lost to what they should be doing, lost on how they should be presenting themselves and, you know, giving that boy the best example. And I hope this season, what I talk about helps someone, helps a mom, helps a grandma, helps an auntie, helps a young man or a grown man understand what's on the plate of a mom who is raising a son and how they can help out with that. Because even if you are a woman raising a son, your son can grow up to be a amazing man, a decent individual. But there is a lot more point of view, thinking, and direction that needs to be done. And I hope with these topics I talk about in this season, you know, you get a little insight. Let's get into it. Welcome to Cozy Moon Podcast. I've talked about boys lacking pockets of nurturing because it's avoided most times. Most times, moms feel like they're not a baby anymore or they're not a toddler anymore. They don't need me to do that. But the reality is, they do. Babies go from wanting to be in your arms to having toy trucks, games, playing in dirt, but they still need your softness. A lot of men struggle with softness because they get to a point where it stopped when they were boys. It stopped when they were teenagers. It stopped when they were in their 20s. And then they started chasing the softness that they wanted from their moms and girlfriends and older women. You see where I'm going? Yes. So building that nurturing and that self-awareness consistently throughout them being babies, toddlers, little boys, young men, 20-year-old men, 30-year-old men, moms have to keep that consistent. Even when they rough play, find a way to nurture them, okay? When do boys, as they grow, get to practice kindness consistently? It has to be through their mother. Before they become boyfriends, before they become husbands, it has to come from someone who truly cares about them, which is usually their mother. When do they do things with care, intentionally, with their mother? When do they have time to show consideration to others other than sharing toys or having teammates? You see where I'm going? So as a mom, you have to incorporate and practice that daily in some way, somehow. Give them affection and give them that time to nurture them daily. And that's what I'm talking about today. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. All right. So if I was a mom of a son, I would focus on in what ways can I show my son a nurturing feel throughout the day. In the morning, it will definitely be hugs and kisses, asking them how they feel, how did you sleep, cooking breakfast for them, cleaning up, teaching them how to clean up, teaching them how to make their bed, get their dirty clothes out the room, close drawers, put things back that they use, showing them how to prepare their lunch, allowing them to do it on their own, drop off, hugs, buys, kisses, go to school with encouragement, speaking positively. That's a nurturing nature that a lot of boys need, whether they're going to preschool, kindergarten, elementary, middle school, or high school, okay? Encourage them, send them off. Midday nurture, back to hugs. How was school? How you feeling? Snack talk, gameplay, homework time, homework check, talks at the table at dinner, helping them prepare for the next day, ironing, teaching them how to iron, looking at what they ironed, checking backpacks, getting backpacks ready for the next day, bath time, shower time, brushing your teeth, properly washing your face, maybe talk about grooming, hugs, kisses off the bed. It's not hard to show a nurturing nature, but it is something you have to intentionally do. Bedtime.
Oh, loving the conversation, Shan. Man, I appreciate you for putting this together and always being supportive to everyone's voice. Who am I? Y'all don't know who I am. I'm Drake, B. Drake with Everything Culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. And Shan knows that we have been doing this for 7 years now. Pod fam, love to support, love what we're doing. With Everything Culture, we talk about different cultures, backgrounds, traditions, social norms, and we do so by bringing guests on the show to get to know them on a personal level and learn a bit more about their lived, learned, and professional experience. And then we bring them back on the show with other individuals with shared experiences, with different perspectives, and have conversations about certain topics. If you ever want to check us out, holler at us. We're on anywhere you can type in Everything Culture. There's no I, it's an A. Get back to the conversation. We love it. Peace.
Stories is another one. Last minute episode cuddles, brushing their teeth, night prayer. However your family does it, do it. Okay? When your sons are sad, be their ears and arms. Okay? If they're happy, smile, take it in. If they're venting to you, just listen and cook. All right. If they're angry, be the calm that they need. If they're confused, hug them, pray with them. It's not really hard, but I think a lot of moms excuse it or never mind it or don't think it's a big deal. It's a big deal if it's not something consistent that they can remember. So there are many ways to be nurturing to your sons. Just make sure you do it so they don't feel a lack of it when they become men. All right. And thank you so much for listening to another episode. I appreciate you. Have a great day. I love you.